Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Mackle College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
I'm Paddy Cremham. I'm president of the college, have been since 1999. And so I'm into my 11th year at this stage. I think a lot of the students will have met me when I go to greet them at their arrival in college initially. And beyond that, I don't have a great many opportunities to meet students, which I regret. I would like actually to be in a position to meet the students more often. But I meet a lot of students informally and around the college. I'm originally from County Kerry. I was actually born in County Cork, so I can claim dual citizenship of those counties. But since I've lived in Limerick longer than I lived in either Cork or Kerry, or indeed both together, I suppose really at this stage I have to say I'm from Limerick. I've been in Limerick 33 years and I've spent all of that time working at Mary Mackle College, and I've been very happy here. I came originally from a primary school teacher down in Cork City. Worked in a very disadvantaged area in Cork, and then came to work in Limerick. And initially, for most of my time, I was responsible for lecturing in education in the field of social and environmental education. And then about in the early 90s, I acted as head of department for a number of years. And as I said earlier, in 99, became president of the college. So in a nutshell, that's it. Well, I, as I mentioned, I had been a primary teacher. Mary Mackle was changing fundamentally in the mid-70s. What actually happened was, prior to that, really from the foundation of the college, the certification to become a primary teacher was a two-year certificate program. And in the mid-1970s, it was decided that we should become a university-level college. That was happening in other places as well. People were having a degree as the route into primary teaching. Mary Mackle College was, I think, the first place in Ireland to begin that degree. And I came here in 1976. The first degrees were actually awarded in 1977. So the fact that we were introducing a university degree required, in a sense, a different approach to teaching, required more people with more academic knowledge and expertise, because it was now becoming a more academic program, to the extent that students were studying both an academic subject and were also taking education to a higher academic level. And at the time, I was one of not a large number of primary teachers who had a master's degree. And so I think it was good for myself to have the opportunity to come. And effectively, what I was doing was teaching methods. So in many ways, it was so close to teaching. It wasn't that very different from teaching a primary school. And but I was able to draw on all that expertise that I had from teaching in primary school and bring it into the classroom here. So I think it was valued when I came here. Mary Mackle has changed immensely. When I came here, the first big difference was, at that stage, the college was very much run by the Sisters of Mercy. I'm the first non-nun to be president of the college. For 101 years before me, the presidency was always occupied by Sister of Mercy. So that's one fundamental change. Secondly, there was a convent on the college, and there were a large number of teachers. If you walk on the corridor in front of my office, you'll see a picture which shows all of the sisters who were teaching here in the mid-1970s. And so a lot of the teaching was done by the Sisters of Mercy. Now, there had been lay people in the college, as I understand it, from its earliest years, but the lay people were very often either part-time. It was really only towards the end of the 60s that you had a significant growth in the number of lay staff. And then, of course, through the 70s and 80s, there were fewer novices coming into the religious orders, and indeed many sisters were leaving the orders. And consequently, there was this very significant growth in the number of lay staff working in the college. And that led to, eventually came to a point where there were very few teachers or sisters teaching here. And in the year 2003, the sisters actually had a formal event to close their college and campus and to move off campus. And of course, as many of our students will know, at this stage, I think you only see two sisters on campus, really. Sister Delia, who is very active in chaplaincy, and you have Sister Monica, who provides support in the chapel as a sacristan. I suppose memories are of all sorts. They're both personal and professional. Among my personal memories, I guess, they would go back to before I ever came to the college, because before I ever came to Mary Immaculate, I think the college was very well known where I grew up. It was very well known in Kerry. So I would have known people who had come here before me. So I had some notion of what life was like in the college before I came here. I knew many people who had come here. As I said, I was probably taught by people who had been here as well, given the high proportion of Irish primary teachers that come out of Mary Immaculate College. But really my personal memories begin when I arrive here myself, and I suppose a lot of it is about the people you work with, the friendships you build with the people you work with, but also with the students. I mean, I'm still friendly with students who were here in the first, second, third year of my arrival here. And it's a wonderful opportunity, you know, to keep yourself fresh, because each new September brings a whole new block of people, all with interesting stories. And it's fascinating for me. Every so often I come upon people, either at college reunions or indeed might be on the street, or I'm on holidays abroad and somebody walks up to me and recognizes you. And that may be one of the funny incidents, if that's what you're looking for. I remember years ago, probably the mid-80s, coming out of Mass. I suppose it's fortunate that I was doing something like coming out of Mass. I could have been up to something else. But I came out of Mass in a little small village called Chamonix, which is quite high up in the Alps. The Alpine Railway does get there, which is how why the following incident happened, I think. As I came out of the chapel, there was a line of six young women lined up outside the church, and they all went together in a kind of chorus, "Good morning, Mr. Cramman." So I knew I'd been tracked by the student body, even in the midst of my holidays. And it's lovely when things like that happen. I suppose my other memories are of how the college has changed and how it has been changing. That for many years, you know, we operated and still have a huge collection of prefabricated buildings. So our teaching, the conditions in which we were teaching, were very different. I remember when I ran the first Comenius program in Europe, having to actually physically carry computers in my car to the venue where we were running it, because we didn't have the spare capacity. We didn't have the capacity on campus to run such a program. And, you know, when you look at the facilities that are nearing completion now, it's obviously a totally different college, and indeed will be a different college again next September. And I think all of the students who are listening to this will be very much looking forward to move, well, except the final year students, of course, but all the others should be very much looking forward into the tremendous facilities we're going to have as of next September. And actually, we intend, and I'd like the students' support in this, we intend having open days for parents of incoming students, but also for our alumni and for in general friends of the college. We want to open up the college so the people in Limerick get an opportunity, because very many people in Limerick don't have a great knowledge of the college. They don't know just how extensive the campus is. You know, we've had a problem in that we've a very high wall on the South Circular Road. We haven't been able to raise the finance to take it down, but it means that the college is kind of shielded away. And for many years now, we've operated a very open campus. And the other end, where the new entrance is, I think people see that as being very open. And indeed, when we have the new gates up there, I think it will help to make it appear more open and welcoming. And we want to encourage people to come in and to see the place and to see the wonderful facilities. Because there's no doubt, as somebody said to me in recent days, for example, the sports facilities that we now have in Talton are world class. You know, you could travel a very long way. It's very difficult to imagine you could find a better facility than the Talton building. And I think the new building, which we're now calling TARA, which is short for teaching auditorium and recreational area. We couldn't be saying, are you going down to the teaching recreation auditorium or recreational area? So we're simply going to call that building the Tara building. I think that will again offer absolutely wonderful facilities, and we want to show them off because we're very proud of the facilities that are now going to be here. Well, at this stage, I've been 11 years president. I won't be president forever, so I have to look to the time when I won't be president anymore. And at the minute, my intention would be to continue to work for the good of the college and to support the college in lots of different ways. In particular, in recent years, the college, as you know, has established a foundation. And part of the work of the foundation is to promote the college, to advance the college in lots of different ways, and to work with people who share the vision that we have for the college. It is Ireland's largest Catholic college at this stage, and I think we want to build on that foundation. And if possible, I would like to contribute by ensuring that as many people who share that vision can actually see that it's worth investing in the future of this college. I think this will over time become a very, very attractive place to study. I think we're laying the foundation for that now. And I think we want to work with other people and other institutions indeed that share that vision. And I'd like to continue to be part of that, even if I'm no longer president of the college. I think we can all contribute, just as people, when they're no longer students, when they're alumni of the college, I think they're always welcome back. And I certainly love to see former students coming back. I at our annual reunions every September, I love to meet the former students and to listen to them and to hear the stories and to hear the memories that they have. But I think they have a key role because they're great ambassadors for the college. I think the people who promote this college more than anybody else are the people who've been here. And they have so many good stories to tell at this stage that I think, you know, that locates us very well. I noted in the newspaper during this week that the arts program at Mary Macklin College is number 5 in the national listings of most popular programs, if I'm to believe the Irish Times, and I daren't contradict them. So, having a liberal arts program that's number 5 in the rankings of all programs, of every type of program nationally, is an extraordinary achievement for what really is quite a small college. But I think the people who've been here know it's a smaller college, but it's a very unique and very positive, very, very supportive learning environment. So I think we're all proud of it in that way. And I think we should all work together to strengthen the foundations that have been laid. Well, I suppose when you are graduating, you'll see written in very large lettering on the walls of Talton the words "making a difference." And we've adopted that as a kind of a shorthand for our mission statement. I much prefer people to read the mission statement, which is just inside the entrance lobby to the college, because that captures it fully. But I think, the goal that I have and have had, and I suppose that many other people share in different walks of life, is the idea of you make a difference. You do as much as you can, where you can, in the setting that you are. You make as much of a difference. You try to build the kind of world, the kind of college that you ideally would aspire to. I think you make that contribution. You make as much of a difference as you can for as long as you can. And I think certainly substantial progress has been made, not so much by me, but by the entire college team. And in that, I include all of the staff and the students. And indeed, many people outside of the college have contributed very significantly and in different ways. And I think if we are making a difference to Irish society, at the heart of our mission statement is a statement actually about social justice, about allowing everybody to achieve their potential, about caring for others, and particularly the disadvantaged. And we do have a very big agenda in disadvantaged, both locally, working very closely with schools in disadvantaged areas, which I'm particularly pleased about. But equally, I'm very pleased at the enormity of the work that we're actually doing in the African continent. I mean, right now, we have 30 students in the Gambia and the Zambia. We have a staff member who's been working for the last 2 to 3 years now in Uganda. We also have somebody who was a head of department at the university in Makerere, in university in Uganda, who's on our campus here for the last couple of years. And we're very focused and have achieved, I think, way beyond the size of the college would suggest. And I think all of those achievements are, it's great to look at them to see how solid they are, to see how much has been done. But, you know, as people say, while much has been done, there's a great deal more to be done. And I think that both the staff and the students, and in many ways, I suppose, the future is in the students, and we have to look to the students. I love to feel that very often people pass through here. I told the story of a former graduate some years ago at graduation, where a lady had gone out of here in the 1940s, and I suppose we'd never have heard of her again, and might never have heard of her, but for the fact that she died tragically in a car accident when a crazy person drove a bus the wrong way in the dual carriageway in Dublin, and she was killed. But for a solid week, the talk and radio shows were full of people ringing in and saying what a remarkable and wonderful person she was. And I think many of our students go out and really do make a difference in ways like her. We don't always celebrate them. We don't always even get to hear it. And we would love to hear more of those stories from, and indeed about, our former students. So if you know, you know, if somebody listening to this knows former students, has a mother, a grandmother, a grandfather, whoever, who has a connection with the college, that is a remarkable story. I think it would be good to bring those stories in. I have an idea for what I call a digital family tree of the college, that we should look to who are the people who've gone through here and actually formally say, what have they achieved? So it's really a collective achievement of a great many people, and I think we should be celebrating that.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.